Manu Patra alerts dated the 19th of December 2019. Supreme Court has ruled while setting aside the order of a trial court which wrapped up proceedings within a fortnight and awarded death sentence to the accused in a rape-cum-murder case of a 9-year-old girl in 2013 that speedy trial was required in criminal matters but it should not be conducted in undue haste without giving reasonable time to the accused to defend himself. Supreme Court has directed the government to take over the management of real estate developer Unitech after forensic auditors found diversion of funds. Supreme Court has observed on the basis of statement admission by the appellant that he was holding the impugned post in the trust until 1996 by virtue of which the amount was received and same was to be treated as revenue receipt. Hence it was concluded that the question of appellant invoking the principle of the capital asset does not arise. Supreme Court has observed that arbitration awards should be intelligible, reasoned and adequate, in order to avoid wastage of time for the parties concerned in the dispute. Delhi High Court has directed the AAP government to consider former Haryana Chief Minister O.P. Chautala's plea for early release from jail in the JBT teacher scam case. The court set aside the government's earlier order by which Mr. Chautala's plea for early release was rejected. Delhi High Court has refused to grant interim protection from coercive action to two women students of Jamia Millia Islamia. In relation to the protests against the new citizenship law, the court observed that the petitioners were not being specific as to the facts of their plea and the nature of the relief they were seeking. Delhi High Court, DHC, has observed that writ court cannot direct refund of duty while an investigation for breach of the provisions under the Customs Act, 1962 is going on. The court rules that as the investigation for the breach of provisions of the Act is already going on, it will be premature to come to a conclusion that the amount deposited by the petitioner was not required to be deposited before the respondent.